KPFA Evening News and 94.1 FM coming up. The Secretary of the Army says the anthrax vaccine is potentially dangerous. Pentagon says the press is distorting his words. A state agency says the armed plainclothes guards brought in this weekend by KPFA's parent organization, Pacifica, to patrol KPFA may be violating state rules. After a tip from a KPFA listener, reporter Wendell Harper checked with the Department of Consumer Affairs, which says that guards carrying concealed weapons must be clearly identified and not in plain clothes. Firm is IPSA International, Division of American Protective Services, the fourth largest contract security firm in the nation. And they help us, as is report.
Yes. What do you work for? My name is Wendell Harper. I work for KPFA. You talk to the management here, sir. Well, why don't you tell people who you work for? Hey, yeah, that's it. I'll get you somewhere. How about you? We'll get to the supervisor. I need to come in. That's where I work. You work there? Yeah, you're on the list. I'll be on the list, that's right.
Security guard authorized to carry a concealed concealed weapon. And the security guard is authorized to carry a concealed weapon only when this individual has three documents. One of them is a firearms permit, which is issued by the Bureau of Security Investigative Services in concert with a training course. And one of the other issues is a concealed weapons permit, which is required through a more extensive training from a local law enforcement agency. And the third document is a security guard card, which is required through yet another training course through BSIS. So there are three documents this individual needs before they are authorized to carry a concealed weapon. And the other question that you asked is, under what circumstances is the security guard required to identify themselves as such when dealing with the public? And the BSIS Private Security Services Act, of which we spoke earlier, does not require an individual to identify themselves as a security guard. Most of this instruction normally comes from the employer or the contractor with whom the security guard is contracted. And if the security guard is carrying a weapon, he must be in uniform and must have two patches on his uniform.
This security firm is a division of American Protective Services, which replaced a team of all-black uniformed but unarmed security personnel over the weekend. The notice of their contracting and duties was issued by the Executive Director, Lynn Chadwick, on June 26th, a Saturday, and a non-work day for staff. This at a time when many staff personnel had turned their attention to Washington, D.C. and the board meeting that occurred over the weekend. To clarify which instances must a security guard identify themselves when confronting any private citizen, Deborah Viney explains.
And the answer is, a security guard has the same authority to do so as a private citizen. And in the Bureau of Security Investigative Services Powers to Arrest manual specifies that there are some issues with a private licensed security guard is subject to if a citizen refuses to be detained or refuses to sign in or to do anything that the individual asks of him, the main thing that a security guard are supposed to do are to, if they are hired to do so, is to protect property and to record the issue, the name, the date, the incident, that kind of thing. Security guard can affect a citizen's arrest just like a private citizen can. They're just subject to some different regulations, of course, than a private citizen is, because they are licensed by the state of California.